You know that they have testicle implants. I've seen them. I touched them.
Why? Wait, why? Who?
I want my clients.
What? So, what kind of a therapist are you?
No. I'm not a sex therapist. However, I have talked a lot about it. So, no, it was a gay couple. Okay. This is gay. One of my clients loves the larger, firmer testicles.
Okay.
This gentleman was aging, so we're talking about aging testicles. Okay. So there actually is. It was the size of a cue ball. I am not exaggerating.
Why did you touch it? Did you ask to see it?
No, I don't even think I asked. I think it was, I got to show you something.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, I'm going to see.
Yeah, you're thrown. Like, what? Oh.
Well, and I knew he was going to, I knew that the other gentleman loved bigger and firmer balls.
Okay.
So he wanted to make his partner happy. So he went in for an implant. And what they do, think of a tennis ball and you kind of cut it like you cut your peach or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of, they spread, they kind of open it up and they cut the testicle skin. And so they open that up and they put the covering over the nut, over the ball, and kind of like, whoop. You know, so there's
So it's literally like some sort of a silicone ball-y thing.
Then
they stretch the skin and sew it up.
And
it's like a boob implant.
Exactly. It's exactly. But it literally just goes around the testicle on the inside of that sac. And you have to kind of have like a hole there. So there are whatever veins, whatever blood. So, but it was literally like firm. I'm like, how are you walking? I mean, it was pretty. And they were swollen too. So I think so. But I was
good
amazed.
Good Lord, Camille. How long were you looking
And then
there?
He just said, do you want to touch him?
Oh,
and I'm like,
of course. Camille's like, well, I didn't want
to be rude.
I didn't want to be rude. Let me send you a heart and a thumbs up. Thank you for sharing.
No, I was like, is it rock hard? It was spongy.
Camille's like, plink, plink. Does that hurt?
Did that? Let me get my little knife.
She's like tapping ting, with ting, a, ting, or ting. A pen. Does that hurt?
No, it was spongy. It was and I just, again, I just pushed on.
Did they look any better?
I didn't squeeze. Yes. Actually, the skin was tighter.
It didn't have all that shrinkled up.
It was like a big filler. And his partner was exuberant.
Oh,
they were so happy.
They were proud to show you.
Yes, exactly. And they had a firm relationship. I'd help their relationship. Oh. So he was really proud of that. So again, it wasn't like it was like creepy. It was, I mean, you've had girlfriends. You can't tell me you haven't.
What?
You've had girlfriends say, my gosh, look what I did. And they flash you their new boobs. Have you not had that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And some girls, you want to feel it? You want to look at that. Feel how soft.
I can understand where you're going with this.
It wasn't sexual.
Yeah, he was proud of it. And And you weren't looking at it in a sexual way.
No,
yes.
I was almost curious. Like, how the heck do they do that? Yeah.
Did you see veins on his nuts?
No, it was actually pretty smooth. There was. I'm sure he said it was kind of veiny and again puckered. Like it was real wrinkly. So no, it smoothed it real nice.
Oh.
It was really smooth. It was really nice.
Would you suggest that to men?
Yes. If your partner, and mostly gay men, I think that's kind of that's their boob. Okay. That's their breast implant.
That makes sense.
So for their that exists and it is safe.
I wonder how they ride a horse.
I kind of think, well, I probably, when the sensitivity goes down, but you probably,
would they get in the way?
Oh, this,
like when you're like even riding a motorcycle, would you have to,
that size?
What do you do?
The cue ball would, well, it probably gets in the way right now. Some guys are that big, but this
they
guy
walk with their legs apart.
Yes. And he was having to do that. And I'm telling you, and he said that they were the size of a cue ball. Literally. That was how they measured
swollen
it.
Swollen or just normal.
And that was going to be a normal size cue ball.
Wow. He loves that guy.
Well, that's what he said. So
what's the largest you would go on implants on your cha-chas if you had them?
Probably about 600 cc. Because my frame could hold that. Now,
wait, I don't even know. What's average?
Well, you'd have to look at your frame.
Okay.
I think average is probably about 250, 300.
The reason why I ask that is there are some people that, you know, what's that show?
Botched. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You hear people talking about like,
1500
this doctor
cc.
Went up to 1600 or whatever. And I'm like, but what?
That's the size of your head. So that's about the size of your head. Think of a size of a melon. I'm not kidding.
How do you put your arms down?
You can't, and then they're squishing together. So they're
wouldn't you feel like you'd be like?
Well, I think it would be difficult to. Yeah, mobility would probably be an issue. And then if they're heavy, if depending on if they're saline or if they're, I think saline's heavier than the silicone. I think so.
I don't know.
Well, that kind of volume is a pretty big volume. But I had a reduction. I mean, I had.
Jesus gave you boobies at a young age, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. And I'd walk in church in my And I would put my head down. Like I have a hump. I got, you've seen my hump on my back a little bit. I got a hump on my back, y'all.
Because you were trying to hide.
I was so embarrassed of having, I developed early. And I was a C cup right out the gate. I'm a C. I'm like, I was embarrassed. And so I would kind of do this and I'd walk down the aisle and I would look down. Nobody saw my face for quite a while. It was awful. And I was just, I felt like an idiot. I just was embarrassed, yeah. But yeah, I did have a reduction because I just felt I was too big. They were as big as my head. I'm not going to lie. After my children, I was like, I cannot. Mm-hmm. So I had them reduced. I had a pound and a half off each side.
I know my mom, she never did, but her titties are sorry, Mom, just talk about this. They're really heavy. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, and it always was like she had back problems and she had shoulder problems.
That's dense tissue.
Really? Yeah. They're not necessarily large, but they're just really, really heavy. Mm-hmm. So I always think, you know, I think it's a smart idea to kind of know, like, what is the density of your boob? Then you can gauge your bra. Sure. Because if you have those really heavy chachas, you need something to really support or you're going to get that long granny kind of boob.
That's right.
So I was probably an average cup, nothing crazy.
Yeah.
But all my boobs, y'all, the way Jesus made me, were in my armpits. I was flat and then a boob out here.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So after Miss Texas, I got implants to kind of balance me out.
Bring it in the front. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, another one was, who cares?
Happy.
I'm all for that. Y'all want to
The only thing is,
nip and
tuck. I don't, I wish I, and I don't wish, but like sundresses, I need a bra. I don't know that I need one. Maybe I'm just used to one and I don't want to not wear one.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I was talking to a girlfriend who's going to the Justin Timberlake concert tonight. And I'm like, what are you going to wear? She goes, I think I'm going to wear this tube top. I'm like, oh, good Lord. Nobody would want to see me in a tube top.
Well, but you're large and that would fall off, honey.
I'm thinking like just, one concert hand up in the air.
Yeah,
and
it would be that.
Mama comes jumping out. Exactly. Right? And I apologize to everybody that now had to, you know.
As long as you shave, it's probably okay.
Right? So I just got freshly waxed. Are you going to go lay out by the pool? Well, it's not for there. It's for my chachas. I do not have hairy boobs, so don't be thinking like, oh my gosh, did you hear? Gretchen has hairy boobs.
No,
so,
we don't. Not we.
Yeah. Well, you're blonde.
Yeah. And see, again, I just have a lot of hair. I really don't. And so I can go every 6 weeks. And again, it's just fuzz. But, you know, some fuzz.
You're just trying to be nice to Joanna.
I know. I got to get that girl. She needs to get pregnant. I'm trying to help her pay her bills.
Camille's like, I brought my cooch to you again. I just want you to get pregnant, so I'm going to give you some service.
I'm going
to
help her. I am. I'm going to keep that girl going. I do a therapy on everybody. I get there. We're doing therapy on her.
Wait, is she doing? Are you doing? I do therapy lashes. On her while I she's do waxing.
Yes,
you?
I do therapy on everybody. And so I'm talking about her stuff and I get my lashes.
Well, are you doing therapy or are you doing psycho stuff?
Both. I mean, whatever is needed. Yeah. I mean, I kind of just give insight whenever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when you're like walking down the road and you see like maybe there's a stranger, do you have like a spirit come jumping and yelling at you?
You know, sometimes, not always. I mean, some people are just, you know, there's something going on. But if I kind of concentrate and focus on people, if I watch them a little bit in the room, I can see what's going on. I don't let them know that because I'm not going to get jumped in the, you know, walking in my car.
That's not necessarily true, Camille. Now, I've been in the green room with you before when you're like, hey, sugar, I know you're fixing to go on air, but your girlfriend's pregnant.
But those people aren't going to kill me. I'm just saying if something going on, like, this is a criminal or something.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you used to do stuff for the police department, didn't you?
I have been on a body hunt. I have been on Kay Bryson, former DA of Utah County. We went on a couple of hunts, little searches. We did find? We found some bones, but it wasn't the one we're looking for. No.
Oh, you found other bones.
We found some. Found
so you
human bones,
healed a
human
case
remains.
From somebody else. Oh my
gosh. I never got the. You know, again, I wasn't gonna. I'm not privy to things, but I have. I've been on some body hunts.
If you watched a trial, by the way, I'm jury duty.
Oh, that's right.
I know.
Do we know what kind of trial it is?
Well, no. I mean,
is
now
it a
I
murder.
Have, well, I don't know, but no, I doubt it. Cause it's a one-day trial, but I have to do the prelim.
Yeah, yeah. In
stuff.
Question.
Yeah. But. If you watch somebody's trial psychically, could you tell if they were guilty or innocent.
Usually. I mean, I can usually get a good good feel.
You should be an attorney.
I wanted to be an attorney. I was going in for that. But it just, I was a paralegal. I worked for lawyers for a long time, mm-hmm. remember? Mm-hmm. And then I just thought, I'm just not helping people. So
we're at 23 minutes, girl. Now I'm going to have to make a damn two-part of this.
Well, you can cut out the hairy titty part if you want.
No, that's good stuff. Of course I can. All right, back home beauties. That is what we are.
Yes, thanks for listening. That's what
we
are.
We appreciate. Hey, if y'all have some subject you want us to talk about,
or products we can try, we're guinea pigging it. We want a guinea pig.
We love to.
We love to try new stuff.
All right, we appreciate y'all. We'll see you next time. Bye.